Consider it a privilege once again to be with you in this time of prayer and also share a short thought from the Word of God. I'm also happy to see my brother-in-law, Brother Soman Thomas from California, joining us. I am sure you are all praying for him, and it's a privilege for me to have him also in this prayer time. Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2, 11. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Verse 14. Chapter 2, verse 14. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elijah went over. Now turn with me to chapter 13 of the same book. Chapter 13. Verse 14, 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14. Now Elijah was fallen sick of his sickness, whereof he died. And Joash the king of Israel came down unto him and wept over his face and said, "O my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof." May the Lord add his blessing the passage of scripture that we read. We read about two men of God. One is Elijah. Elijah was a man of God. We read that in 2 Kings chapter 1. Many a times repeatedly that he was a man of God. Oh, man of God. He did many miracles. He did 8 miracles. Then we read about Elijah, who got a double portion of the Spirit. He asked for it, and Elijah said, "It's a hard thing that you are asking, but when I go, when I'm taken up, if you will see me," that is in chapter 2, verse 10. And he said, "Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so." We read about two men. One did 8 miracles. The other one did 16 miracles. Both were men of God. Elijah was told as a man of prayer. We read in James 5 about two prayers he made. One was that it should not rain. And then after 3.5 years, he prayed again and it rained. For opposite matter, he prayed. Brothers and sisters, we have come to pray. To whom have we come? Is there power in prayer? Many people think there is power in prayer. I'm going to disagree. There's no power in prayer, but there is power in the God who answers our prayer. The prayer power is not in the prayer, but in the God who answers the prayer. Elijah was a man of prayer. And he did pray, and heaven stopped the rain. Then again he prayed, it did rain. Marvelous miracles. Last week we saw when Joshua prayed, Bible says there was no day like that. When this man of God prayed, the sun stood in its place. The rotation of the earth was stopped. Amazing, isn't it? What prayer! A great prayer. The nature, the rotation of earth stood still when God heard the prayer of a man of God. Here we read Elijah prayed. The nature, rain, weather was changed. And we read about him at the end of his life. He was taken on a chariot of fire and horses of fire. What an amazing, miraculous departure from this earth What a mighty man he was. What a strong, great man of God was. But in case any of us think that he was a superman, James, God reminds us through James verse 17, Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. Not that Elijah was a superman. He was a man like us. That gives comfort. That gives hope for us. We don't think that these men were great men, supermen, that God answered their prayer because they were great. No. They believed in the God of Israel. God of Israel. We read repeatedly in the word of God, is there anything too hard for the Lord? In Jeremiah, we read that, O Lord God, thou hast made the heaven and the earth. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is too hard for you. When the angel came to Mary and she asked, how is this going to be? The angel of the Lord reminded her, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. We believe in the God of the Bible, God of Israel. When 2 Kings chapter 1 starts, we read about a king by name Ahaziah. We read in verse 2, he fell down from the lattice and he was sick. What did he do? He sent to inquire of Baal-zebub to see whether I will recover or not. And God told Elijah, go and speak to this man. And he sent some messengers to find Elijah. Elijah said, go and tell what will happen. You will surely die. The king got very angry. He sent some messengers to 50 soldiers and a captain to get Elijah. He said, come quickly. And Elijah prayed, if I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven. And the 50 plus the commander died. Fire came and consumed them. The king was still arrogant. He sent another 50 and said, come quickly. He commanded the man of God to come. God vindicated Elijah. And that second group also perished. But the third group that came, that captain said, I pray thee, O man of God, let my life and the life of these 50 thy servants be precious in thy sight. When that pagan man, no, it may be Jewish people, but when he came and he prayed, he humbled himself and he asked for mercy. The Lord spared his life and the 50s. And Elijah went and rebuked this king and said, is there not a God in Israel that you went to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Baal-zebub also means the God of the flies, the Lord of the flies. In Jesus' time, he was also, Baal-zebub was also a name for Satan. Is there no God in Israel that you went to inquire of this Lord of the flies? Brothers and sisters, our God is on the throne. Everything is possible for him. But this evening, I want to remind one thing. He's a sovereign God. Elijah prayed, the rain stopped. Elijah prayed, later the rain came. Joshua prayed, God stopped the rotation of the earth. No day like that. But whose God do we like? Elijah's God or Elisha's God? Elijah, after doing so many things, a man of God who stood before God at Mount where God used him to destroy the Baals of Mount Carmel, the prophets of Baal. After that, when we read about his prayer, first prayer was before Ahab the king and said, until I say there will not be any rain. That sounds like a little arrogant prayer, but it was not, because he was a man who stood before God. His word and God's word were in harmony. So he prayed, until I say it will not rain. He said, I stand before the God of Israel. That was the qualification he had. But at Mount Carmel, afterwards we read chapter 18, verse 42. Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. He cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. The man who stood before God was also a man who fell flat on the earth and prayed. Brothers and sisters, both of these experiences need to be in our life. Standing before God with conviction, falling down on the ground to pray. And God heard that prayer. We know what happened. Many times he told his servant to go and find if there is any cloud, anything happening. He came back and said nothing. But in at the seventh time, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. Elijah didn't give up. He went on praying. And God sent a heavy rain. Ahab had to go in his chariot. And we read, the hand of Lord was on Elijah. He girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. What a prayer answering God. Remember when the children of Israel came out from Egypt, God did a lot of miracles for them, but they failed to believe him. They failed to trust him. But at the same time, there was a woman in Jericho. When Joshua sent the two spies there, she said, I know your God is the living God. I heard what your God has done for you while we divided the Red Sea. So that woman who was a harlot, she put her trust when she heard about the God of Israel. She didn't see anything. She heard about it. Bible says faith comes by hearing the word of God. Her life totally changed. She trusted the God of Israel when Israelites were not willing to believe him, trust him. Brothers and sisters, we have come to pray not only to the God of Israel, who is the living God with whom nothing is impossible. Ephesians 1, 2 we read. Let me read that verse. To whom we have come. Ephesians 1, 2 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We have come not just to the God of Israel. We have come to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. How much more privileged people we are. Last Wednesday I shared about the God. Here we read that we have come to the God of not just Israel, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I was sharing about the privilege to come to the throne of grace, which is open for us anytime. Nothing is impossible with God. Let us have the faith in this God, not in our prayer, not in our faith, but in the God who answers prayer. But what I want to conclude here with is, Elijah prayed. God took him in a chariot of fire and horses of fire. God gave double the spirit to Elisha. He did 16 miracles as recorded in the Bible. But how did God take him? We read Elisha became sick and he died with a sickness. Brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter how God takes us. Whether he takes us in a chariot of fire, whether he takes us through a sickness, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We can pray to the God of Israel. We can pray to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Whose God are you praying to? Elijah's prayer, who took him in a whirlwind, a fire? Or you want the God of Elisha, who allowed him to die of a sickness. It's the same God. It is his sovereign will how he answers our prayer. Elijah's God or Elisha's God, which God we like. The same thing we see in Acts chapter 12, when we read that Herod stretched his hand and killed James with a sword. The first apostle to be martyred, James. Why? I don't know. Little later in chapter 12, verse 11, we read Peter, the same jail from where Peter was delivered. Whose God do we like? James God or Peter's God? It's the same God. He's a sovereign God. Elijah was taken in a whirlwind of fire, chariot of fire, and horses of fire. That was his will. Elisha died of sickness. Even though he has done double miracles, that was the will of God. Stephen, the first martyr in the church, only one message, but he was stoned to death. Doesn't matter. We may not be taken by chariots of fire, but we will be taken very soon with something greater in rapture. We will see him. We will behold him. Elijah told Elisha, you have asked a hard thing, but one thing he promised. If you see me being taken, in other words, you gaze upon me, you keep your eyes, if you can see me taken up, then it will happen. Elisha was, where do you think Elisha's eyes were? It was upon Elijah. The New Testament says, looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. We keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus. The more we look at him, he becomes more beautiful. As we behold at him, we will be transformed from glory to glory. Doesn't matter how the Lord takes us from this life, whether in rapture or through sickness or through coronavirus or through any other way, doesn't matter. We have a God who does all things well. He does all things well. We don't need to fear. We have God of Israel. We have the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has assured us, I will never leave you nor forsake you. This evening, let us be assured that God answers prayer in his own way. He's a sovereign God. Whether we are taken to glory in rapture or where we are taken through death, doesn't matter. Keep looking at him. Keep looking at him. Behold his glory. Behold his beauty. We read that the more we look at him, he becomes more precious to us. May God help us as we consider these two men. Elijah, a man of God. Elisha, a man of miracles. Both had two different departures. Didn't matter. They both went to the same presence of the Lord whom they serve. Stand before God. Fall down before God. Trust in God. He is able. Doesn't matter how. Whether it is through cancer, through sickness, it is through death, any matter, doesn't matter. We will be with him. Very soon we are going to see him face to face. Until then, may these thoughts encourage us to put our faith totally in the Lord. Stand before him with conviction. Fall down before him. Cry out to God. He will answer our prayer. But a man of God, a woman of God only can claim such prayer answers. Elijah was a man of God. When the king asked the messenger, what kind of a man was he that told you that you will die, you will not get up from the bed? He told, described Elijah, what was he wearing? Remember John the Baptist. They were not worldly people. They were godly people. Their lifestyle shone that they were totally dedicated to God. You cannot live worldly and expect to be a man or woman of God. If you live like Elijah and John and men of God, then we will also be known as men and women of God. Then our prayer will be answered, whichever Yahweh, sovereign God, answers. He does all things well. May God's name be glorified with these few thoughts. Thank you for the opportunity.